flip you an ambient. Welcome to Talking Teeth. My name is Dr. Dean Vafiatis. Welcome to Cosmos FM 91.5 WNYE. We are talking teeth. We are talking about how to clean your teeth and the different devices that are out there today in the market. We'll be covering a lot of different topics. And thank you for joining us. This is a live show. We'd love to hear your questions. 718-204-8900. With me, of course, today. I can never do the show without her, unfortunately. I always need her around to put me in my place and to tell me what I'm doing right and wrong.
It is
welcome,
true.
Welcome, Pam.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's such a beautiful rainy day in New York. I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody just finished dinner and getting out their toothbrushes. We want to thank John Kim for helping us with the show tonight.
Thank you, John.
If you have any questions, drdeanradio@gmail.com or 718-204-8900. If you missed any of our previous shows, you can go to iTunes and type in our name, Dr. Dean Vafiatis, and you can download the shows for free. We're going to be talking about electric toothbrushes, whitening systems, other tools and devices for your dental health that can help you maintain that beautiful smile and maintain your teeth for as long as possible.
Yay! This is exciting, Dr. Dean.
Stop jumping up and down.
We like toothbrushes. Everybody likes toothbrushes.
Exactly. How many toothbrushes did everybody have? Six. Sounds like
one.
10 in the studio here. Well, the first thing is the electric toothbrushes. I get at least two or three messages a week on this. What is the best electric toothbrush? My answer is always the one that you're going to use.
As long as you use it, right.
The one
there
that you're going to use. That's the best one.
That's it.
So people, I feel like psychologically if they spend $150, they'll brush more. And that's fine with me. The more brushing you do, the better your teeth are, the less work I have to do, and I can retire early. But everybody keeps breaking their teeth, and I can't retire. It's terrible.
Okay.
So please brush your teeth. Philips Sonicare is one of them. Ultrasonic, different editions, diamond edition, silver edition. They're about $200, $250. Pretty good. They basically use the ultrasonic vibration and basically go back and forth. They have a very convenient timer on it, so it tells you how long you're brushing. You can change the quadrant every 60 seconds, so you can do that. Oral-B Professional Care, rotating, oscillating brushes. And the one of them, which is the one, John, that switches the heads? Is it all of them switch the head?
The most expensive one.
The most expensive one is
Sonicare.
The Philips? Is the only one that switches the heads?
No, they all do.
Okay, they all do.
Arm and Hammer.
Okay, so the Oral-B toothbrush also has the head. The actual brush part can come off of them, and so does this Philips Sonicare.
Comes off for replacement.
Right. So
also sharing within the family.
Exactly. The Arm & Hammer spin brush, the rotating oscillating brush, that's a little less expensive, but it's not as good in terms of quality. But the five major key points that I seem to look at is why buy electric toothbrush? Well, electric toothbrush can help users in different ways. They provide timers. They tell you indicating lights of when your brushing is completed. They have advanced cleaning abilities for the teeth. They have different areas. If you have if you have a hard time getting certain areas, they're hard to reach places. If you have hard manual dexterity that you can't really, close your fingers too tight, because sometimes the toothbrushes they sell are so small we can't get our hands around it. So the electric toothbrush makes a nice, really good handle. It gives you a little bit more support when you're actually brushing. And a lot of the studies really show that the electric toothbrushes are much more effective and drastically...
They are festive, too, yeah.
They're festive and effective.
They are festive.
Drastically reduce the plaque and gingivitis. And, of course, obviously, the more you're brushing, the better the efficiency...
Plus, it's more fun.
...of the toothbrush. It makes a little bit of a noise, though, when it hums.
Okay.
Gets a little nervous sometimes. The brush motion, it's very interesting, because a lot of the ultrasonic count, the oscillating, rotating... heads are they're obviously more expensive. So for me, in dentistry, it's always been the more you spend, the more you get. You basically get what you pay for. If you buy the over-the-counter ones that have no-name brands, they're about $20, and they usually break after a month, or not even a month. So
so you think you're spending less money, but well, in the long run,
yeah.
you can only use them maybe once.
Yeah, you want to get something that's going to last you for at least a year. My thing is always something should last at least a year for to make an investment of $200. It should be there for at least for a year for yourself. The motions has some controversy. My personal opinion is that the circular toothbrush is better, but a lot of studies show that the side-to-side is better. That's a personal, you know, thing. I think if you're brushing, I think it won't make a difference. But a lot of the studies show that the side-to-side is a little bit better. The handles and the brush heads, you'll pay for electric toothbrush handle or the base unit up front. But in terms of the lifetime and the cost of the toothbrush, it's for families, I think it's great for multi-users. You can have different color heads. It's cost-effective for everybody because everybody can just change the head of the toothbrush and basically, you know, use their own little brush. So everybody carries around their little brush in their cabinet, and they can switch it off and use the same.
Oh, that's cute!
Toothbrush.
So they buy one, and the whole family shares
exactly.
it.
Exactly, and they have different colors, and it's kind of really, you know, really neat
right.
to use. And the studies at the PubMed research and also the Azine articles, which can be found online, conducted the Cochrane Oral Health group stated 42 trials involving over 3,000 participants. Brushes with a rotating oscillating action removed plaque and reduced gingivitis. You see, that's what I said. Rotation is better than back and forth movement, more effectively than manual toothbrushes in short term, and reduces gingivitis scores in over 3 months. So that's the study from the Corcoran group back in 2008. The other big article was Oral-B Triumph electric toothbrush is significant advancement in rechargeable toothbrushes. So you also want to look at the type of electric or battery-operated toothbrush.
Okay.
Which one is really, you know, better? From my advantages, what I've seen in the past is the electric toothbrush is a little bit more reliable, and it can actually be recharged, which is a lot easier than changing batteries all the time. I don't like
right.
changing batteries.
There are some that don't even change batteries.
And I was recently you know? Told by our very astute John Kim that now they have, for traveling people, they have a electric toothbrush that can be plugged into your computer
oh,
with a USB port, and it can be recharged that
mm-hmm.
way.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes we go to different countries in Europe and different parts of the world where the actual the charger is only an American type and won't fit into the European plug. So you can now charge it with your computer, which is always nice.
We have a question here, Dr.
Yes,
Dean.
What's your question?
They're calling in already. Mr. Frankie called from New Jersey. Hi, Frankie.
Why is it Mr. Frankie?
Mr. Frankie wants to know, can electric toothbrushes damage your teeth?
Can they damage your teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Not unless you hit them, I guess. You can keep brushing with electric toothbrushes. It'll never hurt your teeth. It's just a vibrating. The bristles are not made out of metal, I hope. They're made out of a Teflon base, so there's not. Not there's, you can brush all day long, and you'll never hurt the teeth. You may hurt your gums if you're brushing too much, because that's what's very sensitive. The gums are more sensitive than the teeth. The teeth will be fine. Thank you for that call. 718-204-8900, Cosmos FM 91.5 WNYE. We are talking teeth, and we're talking about how to keep them clean with different types of toothbrushes. Electric. Yes.
How do you damage your gums, Dr. Dean?
Well, if you brush too much, you know, you could
brush,
hurt them.
You
if
get
you're putting
receding
too much,
gums, or
no, you can actually scratch the gum, just like skin. If you scratch it up to a certain point, you may lose the epithelial layer, and then you start having a little bleeding and some soreness. The battery life for the ultimate convenience, I think, choose an electric toothbrush that recharges the base, of course, or you can opt to model with batteries. Like I said, batteries to me, it's always a tough thing to do. You can save money by using the regular chargeable. Some of the features you want to look for is the timer, I think, is a good idea.
It is a good idea because people think it's going, oh, I've,
yeah,
been, brushing
I've been brushing
for minutes.
For so long, and it's only 20 seconds.
Right. They don't realize
we
it.
Also
they go
have,
around the mouth real fast.
Yeah, it's too fast. We also have a timer for our children, like a little timer, like a sand timer, and that gives them a good 2 minutes to really make sure they brush your teeth.
2 minutes. Is that how long you should do it,
yeah,
Dr.
2 minutes,
Dean?
2 minutes to 3 minutes is a good amount of toothpaste. Make sure you get all the different areas. And then, of course, flossing to right before you go to bed. You floss and you rinse. It's really what I do, and it keeps everything clean.
What about water picks?
We're going to talk about that. Stop jumping ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Why are you jumping ahead?
Okay.
What are the terms and definitions I need to know about? Well, some of the terms are handle, the base, the brush head, the ultrasonic. What does ultrasonic mean? It's just like I said, it's a vibrating type of thing or counter-oscillating. They'll use the oscillating to sell you a better system, but it's all about the same. Again, my favorite is the Sonicare or the Oral-B. Benefits of going electric. Electric toothbrushes help take the guesswork out of brushing. Experts agree that we should brush our teeth for at least 2 minutes and at least twice a day. Studies show that most manual toothbrushes users brush only for 30 seconds. You were very right on that, right on target on that. So it's just easier. It makes it efficient, and it makes sure that you can get all the areas. Like I said, I think the biggest problem that we see with patients who really tell us they brush their teeth all the time is the back molars.
Right, they can't.
Most people forget to brush the back of the molars on the uppers and the lowers.
The back of your back molar.
But the interesting thing, oh, we have another question. I can't read that. Mm-hmm. Let's read that for me. Who is that?
Susan from New Jersey. Okay. Should children use electric toothbrushes?
Should children use electric toothbrushes? Usually I'll say over 5 years old, because under that they may do some damage to themselves. They don't have the manual dexterity. So I would say anything over 5 years old is fine. I really like the fact that the children use it. It's more fun for them. So if you have a couple of children in your family, it's more of a fun project at the end of the day to go ahead and do that. There are also some children's electric toothbrushes that are smaller. Now, I like to travel with those. They look really funny, though, if I have a little tiny kid's toothbrush. But it's really, really small. It's compact, and it lasts a good 2 or 3 days if I'm using it on a short trip. Mm-hmm. So they're actually smaller in terms of size. I've been emailing the company to have a travel-size ultrasonic toothbrush, but they said that the mechanics of it
can't fit in it.
But yeah. I said they have the kids one. I can't make an adult one. So that's a little bit of a thing. Hopefully they'll come out with that.
I have another question here.
You have another question?
Yeah, people love this show.
That's great.
Okay, so we have Josh from the Bronx.
Yes.
And he says, if I have this fancy toothbrush, do I still have to brush my teeth more than once a day?
Well, yes, Josh, brush your teeth. What I like to do, the best regimen when you're at work, or sometimes you can't carry your toothbrushes at work, if you're going to have an ultrasonic toothbrush, yes, definitely do it the last thing you do before you go to bed. But if you're during the daytime and you can't really carry it around with yourself, I like to take some proxy brushes. We're going to talk about different uses of different teeth stimulants and how we can use those to brush our teeth during the daytime. Or just take a regular, small little travel toothbrush and do it after lunch. Definitely use it as much as you can. If you only can use it once, that's fine. But one thing I wanted to touch upon was the time and pressure. Some people put, again, too much pressure on the ultrasonic toothbrush, and they come to the office and all their gums are kind of like scaffolded and they're very irritated. So be careful that you're brushing the teeth. Remember, the teeth don't really have too much plaque on them. It's really the gums and between the teeth that is the dangerous area. We have found patients that we give them a toothbrush before we treat them because we want them to brush after lunch, and they'll come back and they did a great job brushing, but yet there's still plaque on the teeth.
Because they forget to floss.
Because they don't get underneath all the crevices. So thinking that the rinse, sometimes you'll see the marketing of all the different rinses that are out there, the brand names, that they'll show these bugs getting killed in between the teeth, that little virtual thing that they show.
That cute little
That's
thing,
all nonsense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It lets everybody say it the truth. You got to get in there physically and remove those plaque. And the two things I'm going to talk about at the end are two different stimulating gum areas that actually do that. And we'll talk about that right after the break.
Okay.
If you need to know more, oral health, www.mayoclinic.com NYUdentalhealth.com or seniorhealth.com. All these areas are all on the website in terms of what systems are the best for you. In terms of the ultrasonic toothbrush, the ultrasonic toothbrush should produce 30,000 to 40,000 brush strokes a minute. So that's pretty good. That's the reviews that compared with normal toothbrushing that has 3,000 to 7,000 brush strokes a minute. The effectiveness of the electric toothbrush is from the three factors, mechanical, brushing away, the manual dexterity, the ultrasonic sound, which actually shakes up the bacteria, and also the rotary movement, which also cause things to be benefit. So I hope I've answered all the questions on electric toothbrushes. I think it's a great investment, and I think it helps you maintain your teeth.
I have one question here.
Yes.
From Barbara in New Jersey.
Hello, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
She hates brushing her teeth, but is brushing your teeth more important in the morning or at night?
Well, think about it. Let's say we go to sleep. We sleep for 5 to 6 to 7 hours. Mm-hmm. During that time, we want everything in our mouth to be out of there. So in the 8 hours that we're sleeping, we don't want bacteria in our gums, don't want bacteria in our teeth. So that's why the most important thing is right before we go to bed. Now, that being said, sometimes people wake up, they feel they have some bad breath or halitosis, and they want to brush their teeth before they wake up, before they see their next friend, or before they see their partner. That's fine. That's more of a you know, changing your flora in the mouth because it's been there for 8 hours. But most of the time, if you follow the regimen of the ADA, which is brush the teeth, floss the teeth, rinse the teeth, and I like to say to the people who like rinsing, if you use the natural dentist, which a lot of you have heard me talk about, natural dentist with a little bit of peroxide in the rinse, you will wake up the next morning, you won't have that morning breath. Morning breath comes from the tongue, it comes from the unbrushed teeth, it comes from little bacteria that have flourished over the course of the evening.
Halitosis.
So, yeah, so if you have peroxide with natural dentist rinse before you go to bed, that to me, you wake up the next day, your teeth feel great, you don't have that bad breath in the morning, and that's great. Now, that being said, do you want to brush before you have breakfast or you want to brush after you have breakfast?
Well, I think the important thing is brushing before you go to bed.
That's the most important. But
okay.
Some people, I like to brush after breakfast. That's what I like to do.
Uh-huh.
Because I know I did everything in the regimen beforehand at night, so this way I wake up in the morning and everything's fresh and clean. ADA conditions for whitening. So there are a lot of questions about whitening toothpaste. Let's go through that. My favorite is the Natural Dentist toothpaste. You can buy that anywhere in the drugstores. Crest is good. Colgate, Aquafresh all have whitening toothpaste. So let's talk about that for a second. Whitening toothpaste means two or three things. One, it has some abrasive or certain types of silica, small little particles that can, you know, remove the stains that you may have from smoking or coffee, and that would whiten the teeth.
Or red wine.
Or you can have or red wine. Or there's sometimes a type of peroxide.
Or curry.
Curry is very staining food. Did you ever go to an Indian place and have curry?
Yes.
That stuff stains your teeth like bright yellow highlight. You know.
That's why I said it.
You had it recently? Your teeth?
Yeah.
They look fine right now. So
I have
the whitening toothpaste will usually have a silica particle, a thickening agent, a foaming agent, potassium nitrate. These are all little things you look for. But the actual whitening material for teeth is either a carbamide peroxide or a hydrogen peroxide. If the toothpaste doesn't have that and they say they're whitening, it's basically using the silica as the claim for whitening teeth, which has been approved by the FDA. So anybody really can say they have a whitening toothpaste if they have the silica in their toothpaste. So that's really what categorizes a whitening toothpaste. But all of us know, as you're brushing your teeth, there's no way your teeth are going to get whiter. You can clean off the stains, but your teeth physically are not getting whiter.
And isn't that interesting? Because there's so many commercials on TV now.
Listen, it's all about marketing.
That insinuate that, brush with this and your teeth will be so white
right,
and sexy.
Right, right. And really it's the special silica abrasives. That's really what causes the stains to be removed. Now, if you have a lot of stains in your teeth and you brush, yes, they're going to get whiter. But if you have perfect enamel with no stains on them, they're not getting whiter. So unless we do the whitening strips or whitening systems that we're going to talk about in a little bit.
I have a feeling people with a lot of stains and stuff, they don't brush that often anyway.
Well, we don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
Brush some more. Here's a toothbrush. Here's a toothpaste. This is Cosmos FM 91.5 WNYE, Talking Teeth with Dr. Dean and Pam. I hope everybody's having a good night. It's a live show. Please call in with your questions, 718-204-8900. Let's talk about whitening. Let's talk about white teeth. Let's talk about white teeth.
Okay.
What does it say?
We have one more question. It's still on the toothbrushes.
Go ahead.
It must have had a long
dial. It's the last question I'm taking on the toothbrushes.
Okay.
We're moving on to whitening.
The line was busy. They took a
Go
while
ahead.
To get through.
Go
Can
ahead.
You use electric toothbrushes if you have braces?
Wow, good question.
Good question.
I thought she was going to say, can you use an electric toothbrush if you have a denture?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
And the answer is yes to
yes,
both.
Yes, you can.
Children, if anybody's listening that has children, get these kids to brush their teeth 9 times a day because those braces are holding so much plaque, it's not even funny. So the answer is yes. If you break the rubber band, then put another one on.
Right.
But brush the braces' teeth like every time they eat something. By the way, it's been reported pretzels are the worst. Should I say it again?
Pretzels are the worst.
The worst plaque container of anything. So if your kids are eating pretzels because they think they're getting vitamins, stop. Stop the nonsense.
Really?
Stop the pretzels, please. It's the most highly plaque attractive material we can eat. No more pretzels for kids.
I never realized that.
Yes, potato chips are even better because they have salt on them. Pretzels are the worst. So get rid
for
of the
kids
pretzels.
Kids or adults as well?
No more pretzels.
Oh.
Please.
Okay, more pretzels.
I'm skipping over that. Thank you for your phone calls. I appreciate it. Hope you're learning something. Whitening material. So whitening toothpaste, we're all clear on it. Doesn't change the color of your teeth. Can get rid of some stains. That's all it does. Whitening strips. Some people say to me, I don't need my teeth to get whitened. I'm going to get some whitening strips. I think the average cost is $30 to $50. It actually works. Why does it work? Because they have a very high concentration of hydrogen peroxide. The bad news is it only whitens the part of the tooth that it's sticking on.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get the whitening strips to whiten part of your tooth, and then you look in the mirror, and the other part didn't get whiter.
Interesting.
So, but it does work. You know, it's a really quick fix. If you're going out for that night, that's a really good fix to get it. We're gonna
time is flying.
Okay. We're going to take a little short break. Cosmos FM 91.5 WNYE. This is Dr. Dean Vafiaz. We are talking teeth. We'll be right back. Listen to the music. Show me your teeth. This is Dr. Dean Vafiatis, Cosmos FM 91.5 WNYE, talking teeth about toothbrushes, whitening, and cleaning your teeth. We have a big shout-out for Chris Canjemi. He's 12 years old today. I hope you're brushing right now. Get that toothbrush out and brush it. Another question from Joe. Can you repeat that question because he called in?
Battery or electric brush, difference in quality?
Battery or electric? Electric is better. Battery takes too much to charge. And
does
it
have a cord?
Down. And it's no cord. It's all wireless. Pretty much all of them are wireless.
Wireless.
You can kind of walk around with them.
Take a bath with them.
So, also, shout out to Nick. I know he just called. Thank you for listening. We appreciate your phone calls. So, we were on whitening strips and how they kind of you work on a quick time basis. And also, how they, the particles actually make the teeth whiter because it's actually hydrogen peroxide, which is a very high concentration of peroxide. At home whitening kits, same idea. The whitening strips have a tray, and you can make the rubber piece, the rubber mouth guard. You can boil it in the water, and then you can make you actually use the kits and the gels that contain carbamide peroxide and hydrogen peroxide. It all works. It all works the same. Here's the big take-home message. The more you use it in a lower dose, the better it is over the long term. So higher dose one day is good, but that's not going to keep your teeth white. Lower dose over the course of 3 or 4 weeks, people usually get lazy and they give it up. But I'm telling you, it works. We did all the studies in NYU about 15 years ago. As in both strips and home kits, with Dr. Goldstein, as a matter of fact. And the both strips and home kits and gels that we give in the office, everything works if you do it slow concentration over the course of time. So the home kits, now some of the home kits have a very high concentration of carbamide peroxide. We like to use 10% or 20%. Sometimes you get 30%, and it can really make the teeth sensitive. So people will have a reaction after 2 days. Their teeth will literally hurt a lot, and you've seen that in the office sometimes. Mm-hmm. They put too much. The teeth get real sensitive, and then it turns them off, and they don't do it anymore because they think they're hurting the teeth. They're not hurting the teeth. They're just going too fast.
Uh-huh.
Slow down. A little bit less concentration over the course of 3 weeks. You will get amazing results. So it does work. The carbamide peroxide works at 10% or even 15%, and it really gets the job done. The two different methods that we use in our office is the custom mouth trays, which we like to have more custom as opposed to the heating and the trays you buy over the counter. They don't really fit that well. And that, again, takes the course of 3 weeks for us. It's assisted by the dentist, and it really works well. We use 20% or 10% solution. The laser treatment, like the Zoom whitening laser treatment, which we use again, that's a quick start. It's carbamide peroxide and a different type of gel that gets activated by the light. It's used in the office. It's under our supervision, or the hygienist supervision. And again, that gets us about 3 or 4 shades lighter, and then we ask the patients to maintain it for 3 weeks. Some people, again, don't want to do anything at home. They just want to do it in the office. I tell them to come in every 3 months and get their teeth whitened, because otherwise it's never going to stay. It's only a quick fix. It's like having a tan for one day. It never really holds.
But it looks beautiful.
It looks beautiful
really
when
works.
They leave.
Yeah, people are very happy
when they
with
leave, it.
It
really works, but it doesn't last because it's not deep. It's not deep into the enamel.
And
now,
I
remember.
Guess, it depends what you eat.
Depends on what you eat.
What
depends
you drink,
on you smoke.
Coffee.
Drinking wine, all that stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But listen to this. I want everybody to understand this. The enamel on your teeth is probably the hardest material in our body. The hardest material in our body. But blown up on a microscope, you can see the actual pores of the enamel. So those pores are very, very tiny. They're very small. They're smaller than your hair follicle. And if you keep the material on for a course of time, that's why it takes a little bit longer for them to get whiter. But they will turn white. Are you damaging your teeth? The answer is no. Whitening does not damage teeth. It just basically keeps the teeth in those little pores like anything else. Think about limestone, marble, any kind of a stone type of material. If you put something on top of it, it's going to stain. And the only way to get the stain out is you have to get into the pores of that material. So our teeth are actually like hard limestone. They're very, very crystallized, and the pores are open if you put the peroxide in there. I know you guys are having a big party over there. I just want to say hello and thank you for listening. That's all the kids in Bergen County for OLMC.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing is, so because of the enamel is so strong, it doesn't hurt. The whitening does not hurt your enamel. It does nothing to it except for whitening. And that's why it's been such a popular billion-dollar business. It really works. If you have, some people say, well, I don't want to go to the dentist. I'll just basically do it on my own. That's fine. You always want to get a professional opinion at least once or twice in your lifetime. Just have somebody look at it and give you an honest opinion of some teeth actually, because their enamel is so thin, they physically can't white. They can't whiten. So different teeth, just like different skin colors, will whiten differently.
Right.
In addition to, if you have teeth that are very thin and the underneath portion of the tooth is called the dentin portion, is actually yellow. So if your outside layer of enamel is thin,
uh-huh.
you only can whiten so much.
Okay.
If your outside of your enamel is thick, that's why some people can really whiten a really long amount of time, and it really helps them.
So if your enamel is very thin, is it going to be more sensitive?
If your enamel is thin, no. The sensitivity, I think we have a question on that. You want to repeat the question?
We have 3 questions here.
Oh, everybody's calling. I appreciate that. 718-204-8900. Go ahead.
We have Danny from Long Island, and he wants to know, what is better, an in-house office or take-home whitening?
I really like the in-office whitening with the take-home. So the two together is really the best combination. If somebody wanted to get super white teeth, that's what I would do. But both of them work independently of each other.
Mm-hmm.
What was the one on sensitivity? There was a question on sensitivity.
Yes. After a whitening at a dental office, my teeth really hurt. Is this normal?
It's absolutely normal. As you get to the bottom part of the tooth, there's no more enamel. Enamel protects the tooth from food, from light, from sensitivity, from hold. It's basically the insulator to the tooth. At the gum line, the enamel finishes, it stops, and the root starts. At that little junction, which is called the CEJ junction, the cemento-enamel junction, there's tons of nerve endings. So if the whitening is hurting you,
mm-hmm.
do it slower. Do it slowly. It's normal to hurt. That's the part that's hurting. It's not the enamel that's being hurt. So it's not hurting your teeth. It's just the physical response to the whitening because it's getting into the CEJ levels. In terms of the popular real whitening products, I'm going to just list a couple of them because they're online. I want everybody to know about it. Celebrity Sexy Teeth, Bright Smile, Go Smile, Zoom Whitening, Night White, Day White, Zoom Take Home, Remedy White, and all these other Hollywood smiles, Plasma Light, Smile Bright. All these are basically the same. They basically have peroxide, a form of peroxide. Some of them have alcohol. I would prefer the ones that had no alcohol, so read the label. Look at the percentage of carbamide peroxide. I like 20%. I like 15% over a longer period of time. Some of them have 25. Some of them have 30. So it becomes really really in terms of high concentration, because they're trying to get more of a whitening system. The other piece that I want everybody to know is that the quick ones that you kind of just brush on your teeth, again, if you just brush it and you leave it there, it may get a little whiter. But as soon as you eat or drink anything, it's right off the tooth. So the gels with the trays really work the best for most people and get the best results. I want to finish off with, if anybody has questions, please call them in. But I wanted to finish off with some interesting things that we discovered with toothpicks and any kind of another product that kind of stimulates between the teeth. If you go to the website revive.com, there's a toothpick called Stimudent Plaque Removers from the Natural Dentist. They are soft wooden picks made from special pine trees that grow somewhere in the country. I don't know where.
New Jersey.
But no, I don't think it's Jersey.
But Brooklyn.
The reason why they work so well is because they are triangular in shape. Now, if you have ever looked at an x-ray of a dental x-ray, you can see between the teeth, there's a triangle space between the
Absolutely,
teeth.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, if you look at most toothpicks, what shape
they're round.
Are they? They're round.
There are
can
flat
you
ones,
get
though.
A round toothpick in a triangle hole?
No.
You can't.
You can't.
So therefore, what happens?
It doesn't clean.
Doesn't clean.
Nope.
You found it. You found the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody figured out we're going to have toothpicks that have triangular shapes.
There we go.
Now, they make them in plastic, which I don't like.
No.
Because it goes right through the tooth, doesn't clean it.
Mm-hmm.
The pine, wooden, triangular, Stimudent toothpicks
go
is
for
what
it.
I use every day.
There we go.
And we have patients in the office who had 5-6 millimeter periodontal pockets who now have 3 millimeter periodontal pockets. So
get your Stimudents. The wooden
is
pine ones.
Inexpensive way to have perfect teeth.
Okay.
And it's got clinical studies of over 52% improvement in gum health.
Okay.
Gum health. Now available in all standard widths and thin and both in pleasing mint flavors. So I highly recommend them. They really work well.
I'm sorry to interrupt you,
yes.
But 2 weeks from now, our show will be on...
I can't believe it's over.
Pregnancy.
I got things to talk about here.
I know. I'm sorry to cut you off, but pregnancy.
I need another 20 minutes.
Pregnancy.
Joanna, 20 more minutes, please. This show is too short. Really quickly, gum go-betweens, proxy brushes are good, not as good as Stimudent. Oral-B floss picks, I like them, but they miss some floss. So they miss some plaque, and I'm not really 100% on them. The gum butler... rubber tip is just as good as the Stimudent. Why?
It's shaped to get in.
Because it's rubber and it could shape into the triangle.
Right.
That's why that works.
The triangle.
So rubber tipping really works.
Okay.
The dental pick is also very good. They also sell the mirrors and the tongue brushers. Those are also very effective.
Mm-hmm.
6 unique tips to personalize your cleaning, offering color-coded tips with all different types of colors and the classic jet tip. All these little tips are, you can kind of switch them off on the toothbrush. And then the other thing that you asked me about, I hate to rush it.
Water pick.
Is the water pick. For those of you who have implants, for those of you who have tough time cleaning with the toothbrush, for those of you maybe in the senior citizens who really can't get a hold of the toothbrush, the water pick is the best recommended type of cleaner for all kinds of plaque and debris. It really... takes the water into all these little crevices and really reduces the acidity of the plaque.
Cleans your mirror, too,
plus
while you're at it.
Cleans
the bathroom. Gets all over.
You're hysterical. So please, you can email us any other questions. We're sorry we have to cut the show early. Not early, but this is how much time they give us. But the next show, pregnancy and women and teeth.
Gums.
What happens
teeth
to the pregnancy?
And
then the following
out.
Show is about the children.
Tune in to find out.
It's great to see everybody. WNYE 91.5, Dr. Dean signing off. Cosmos FM. Thank you.
Bye-bye.